Good morning. Denny Helfen here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. Today I want to start my program out and talk about the CRP grasslands program. As with any other CRP, this is a voluntary program where participants receive annual payments for keeping land or putting land into a conservation cover. But this particular program is one that prevents the future development of bringing grassland that is currently in use for pasture or hay into cropping. So kind of in reverse, where the regular CRP, as you've known it in the past, is to take land that you've normally been cropping out of production, this is to keep existing grasslands from coming into production. The evaluations that will be used to determine the acceptable offers will be the current and future use of these acres, the maximizing of the grassland preservations, beginning and underserved or veteran farmers, the cover that is currently there on the land that is being offered, and any environmental factors that we may have that could be applicable to a particular county, and other factors that you might want to enhance it with, such as putting pollinators on there to encourage the perpetuation for bees and et cetera. So those would be probably something like a wildflower. These offers can be offered at any time. We will accept them any time during the year. But they will be swept periodically by the national office and then ranked. And at that time, those that the national office feels are credible, they'll come back with an offer and say, if you would like to proceed with this, your offer has been accepted. The CRP grassland contracts are for 15 years. So that is not an option whether you want to do 10 years or 15. Only 15-year contracts are available. Cropping history is not a requirement. So, again, different from the other CRP, where you have a cropping history to get into the CRP program, this one you do not have to have. So existing pasture and hay is definitely are acres that are definitely available for this program. So the steps to get into the grassland program. Review the information as provided by your county office. Come and talk to us, come to our meetings, etc. Here in Audubon, we are going to be having a meeting next Tuesday on the 3rd at 1:30 in the afternoon, and then we'll have another meeting on Thursday afternoon, November 12th at 1:30 in the afternoon. These are informational meetings, and I would encourage anybody who is interested in finding out more about this program to come and attend those meetings. The cutoff date for this first sweeping of these offers will be November 20th. So it's important to come and get that info, and if you're interested, get an offer submitted by that first cutoff date, again, of November 20th. I also want to let you know then what the rates would be. And since this is existing grass, et cetera, the rates are not near like what we talk about with our other CRP. But here in Audubon, our rate is $40 an acre. And in Cass County, it's also $40 an acre. Guthrie County is $38, and Shelby County is $40. The grassland offers are also not subject to any sign-up or practice incentive payments. So, again, this is just a $40 payment, if acceptable, that you could have on your grasslands that you use for grazing, and you can use those acres during the summer for grazing for your livestock. You could make hay off of them also, but they would be subject to the primary nesting season, and that would be August 2nd before hay could be made. For information on this program, get a hold of us here at the Audubon FSA office, 712-563-4261, extension 2, and do it quickly because the sweeping date is November 20th. I also want to remind producers that both Ottoman and Cass County are making the ARC County payments right now. Authorization came last Tuesday, and both offices started to make those payments. Begin to watch your bank accounts and make sure that those payments are coming timely to you and being deposited in the account that you had told us that you wanted them put in. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the Audubon County Farm Service Agency. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.